Phyllis Diller was born in Lima, Ohio, and she died in Beverly Hills, California, at her home in hospice care after a fall. She was born Phyllis Ada Driver. She was also born with a natural sense of humor, and by the time she was 37, she had not even thought about being a comedian. But guess what? At the age of 37, Phyllis Diller became a superstar. This is an interview we did with Phyllis Diller some time back at the Adolphus Hotel, as a matter of fact, in Dallas, Texas. We were down there covering the Republican convention, and Phyllis was in town, so we had to do an interview with her. I mean, after all, she was one of my heroes. One-liners. That's my favorite kind of comedy. Let's feature that interview one last time.
Publicity pictures of you, and I get with you, and you're absolutely beautiful. What's the deal?
Well,
here?
Bless you, Jerry. You must be lonely.
No, I am. No.
Well, you know, I've been done over many times. I'm still into that. I want to look as good as I can, but on stage, I still look wretched. I stick on a fright wig, and I make ugly faces, and I walk around. Remember how Groucho used to crouch down with the cigar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's all in attitude, and the way you walk and move.
I read in one of your bios about that the hairdos were an accident. Is that true?
That's true. That is true. Here's the way it happened. When I first started out, I had a normal hairdo, and I used to strip it once a week. That means that you take all the color off.
Yeah, right.
And I ruined my hair. And then I did all those, I did a lot of series where they take you every morning and they tease your hair and put you under the dryer and put them up, spray it all day long, because, you know, it has to match every time. And then at night they pull it all out and you go through that for about 26 weeks and they snatch you bald. And so I went to a scalp clinic in New York, and he said, "Now here's what you do: you lean over, and take this curry comb and do that to your head." Well, I leaned over and kept doing that until then. I was so busy I'd go on a show with my hair standing straight up. It became my hairdo.
That's neat.
And now you know the punk rockers have taken it over.
You're right. You're a face setter. I had not thought of that.
Please. Who do you think started all that? Now it's.
I'm impressed. I admire your work because you don't really get too risque. That's fantastic. You know, today's comics, and a lot of them jump right into the toilet and never get out of it. And somehow I think you need to work a little harder than that.
Well, you know what? It's harder to
And I'm not
get
putting anybody down.
I know you are. I know, because they're funny. You laugh at them. But I have to work clean because it's the way I was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really want my mother turning over in her grave.
Of the young comics, you follow comedy much? Is there anybody you particularly enjoy anything?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of guys. Well, there's Will Schreiner, Herb Schreiner's son. He's clean.
Yeah,
darling young man. And then there's... I saw just the other night... Well, I guess it must have been maybe last night. It was Tommy Dreesen is marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay Leno, darling guy, and then Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course there's Elaine Boozler, and there's Lotus Weinstock. There's Maureen Murphy.
Oh yeah, Maureen. Yeah, she's from Australia.
She's from Australia. Right. She works totally clean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of girls that are just funny as can be.
When you started, there were no.
I was it.
I know.
Look, I invented the hairdo.
Yeah.
First female comic. What do you want?
You made a straight. Your first movie was not a comedy part, was it?
Oh, it was only 30 seconds. I don't even count it. You mean Splendor in the
Grass? Right.
Believe. Yeah. Boy, could I play that role now that I'm tough. You see, I was so new and such a innocent. And, of course, it was Texas Guinan, and her big thing was, "Hello, suckers."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, And of course, Elia Kazan was directing.
Mm-hmm.
And his direction, I didn't understand. I'd never made a movie before. When he said, "Strike the table for a mo," I thought it was Chinese. It meant take the table away for a minute.
You made three pictures with Bob Hope, is that right? Or
three. I mean, he allowed me to co-star. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, he, what kind of guy is Bob Hope?
The best.
Is he? I know you guys were good friends.
Oh, yeah, we're close. We're the best. I just made a Texaco commercial with him.
Oh, neat. We were looking for that.
I even got to drive a car.
That's
it was me, that's dangerous.
What about your movies? Serious roles?
I mean, the only thing I ever did that was serious on film was...
Wonder in the Grass.
No.
Oh, you weren't serious in that.
No, Jerry, of course I was. Yeah. But listen carefully. I did a whole movie called The Adding Machine. Did it in England, and it's a fairly serious role. I was very proud of my work in that. In fact, I even got good reviews.
Well, you know,
but you just haven't seen it. It'll be on television one day again.
I don't think they showed it back in the Farley County.
Yes, they have. You just weren't watching, Jerry. I don't know why I'm talking to you.
Well, I had not realized you'd done all these things with the symphony orchestra.
Oh,
back
yeah.
in that last 10 years or so.
Played with about 100 symphonies, piano, played Beethoven and Bach, and I developed an entirely different character, although she was funny, too. Her name was Dame Ilya Dilia. She came out dressed as the Queen of England would dress for a royal court occasion. Very grand, you know, long mm-hmm. gown and long gloves and the crown, a tiara, and the feathers sticking out the top.
Now you were a serious student of music.
20 years. Mm-hmm. Well, I studied singing for 3 years in Chicago while I was studying piano in Chicago. And then I realized one day that I was really wasting my time because I was never going to be a fine pianist, and that's what I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I had a limited talent, so I gave it up.
But
I got the good out of it.
Right.
Years later, something happened. Isn't it amazing? It wasn't wasted at all.
You still wear plenty of clothes, though, on
it. Yeah, I wear a lot.
Where do you get these outlandish costumes?
Well, they're my design.
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me.
Well, I want them outlandish. Some of them are my design. My favorite, the series I'm wearing now were designed in Australia. I'm very fond of feathers. And as you can see by what I brought, that's the Australian, that one. The one I'm wearing now is very strange, and a crazy guy in Australia did it. For 17 years, I had a designer who did everything for me, my street clothes, my show clothes, my tennis mm-hmm. clothes, everything.
Right.
But now I'm just playing the market and mm-hmm. doing some of my own designs and buying things.
What's the latest on Fang?
Fang, well, the latest is always that he's rotten. Just rotten. I mean, he was he's in the hospital right now because he was... The dog was frothing at the mouth,
uh-huh.
and he tried to teach him to shave.
Ooh. You know, when the subject of female comics comes up and they start talking about superstars, there's only two names I hear. Yours and Joan Rivers. What do you think of Joan Rivers? I understand you do like her work.
Absolutely, and she's worked her tail off. She's a hard worker. She's a Phi Beta Kappa, brilliant girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think she went to 5 colleges, kicked out of all of them. They weren't big enough for Joan. She's written and produced 3 movies. She writes a lot of her own material, probably most of it. And she's such a marvelous hard worker.
She's going to be on our show next month.
She's fabulous. Give her my love.
You said something a little funnier earlier that was really funny, I thought, and it makes a lot of sense, really. You said you believe in gravity, somebody was levitating or something?
Well, in Shirley MacLaine's book,
mm-hmm.
and she says that he levitated, which means he rose off the floor. In other words, there was nothing mm-hmm. between the earth and him.
Right, space.
Well, see, now, space, there's your word. See, I would have to see that with my eyes. I cannot take Shirley's word for that. Although I love Shirley, and she's a brilliant woman. But I can't take her word for that. I'm going to have to see that myself. Did you read the book?
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with it.
Yes. There's another thing. She went down to South America and had an out-of-body experience.
Wow.
I've got a body I'd love to get out of.
Hey, when are you going to write another book?
I'm due for another book. My last book was The Joys of Aging and How to Avoid Them. It's mostly for women because, see, guys like you, Jerry, it's unfair. You get a little gray in the hair. You get a couple of little laugh lines. They call them on you, they call them laugh lines. And women are wrinkled, maybe. And you see, men age beautifully. And then women go for them and they turn in the old broad for this 23-year-old chick. He isn't fair, Jer.
Life is not. Who said life was fair?
Nobody.
I've really enjoyed this hour.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I've been a fan of yours from the word go. And
thank you.
And then I got to thinking about the cheese. And we don't have room in that refrigerator for two pets. Because my Arnie is in there.
Phyllis Diller was 95 years old. May she rest in peace. I think you can count on it tonight. She's up there, and St. Peter is rolling in the aisles. I'm Jerry Pippin. And this has been our tribute to Phyllis Diller.